and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Time is running out. That from Florida's governor in urging people to comply with evacuation orders as Hurricane Milton heads toward the state's west coast. The latest forecast track shows Milton making landfall near Sarasota. Tammy Seaborn and her husband plan to stay on their boat in Key West.
I don't think anybody in the marina's leaving.
No.
They're just making sure their boats are tied down and don't have anything outside that's going to blow off and hit somebody else's boat. I mean, you take precautions, you know.
Milton is right now a Category 5 storm. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The storm is going to begin to really make its presence known in the afternoon and evening hours on Wednesday. So I think Wednesday morning you'll be seeing some rain, maybe some winds increasing, but it's not too dangerous to travel. Not yet. However, in terms of the likely arrival time of the worst winds, that's probably around 3, 4 p.m. straight through the night.
The FBI arrests a man from Afghanistan who was allegedly planning a terrorist attack in the U.S. on Election Day. CBS's Rob Legarry with more.
What we don't know really is how far along in their planning were they. They clearly were seeking to obtain weapons, seeking to sell their house. But federal investigators reveal that the person they were trying to sell their house to was a confidential human source with the FBI. The person they're allegedly trying to buy their weapons from was an undercover agent.
The arrest was made in Oklahoma. Boeing says in a statement that it has withdrawn an offer to the machinist union, accusing it of making non-negotiable demands far in excess of what can be accepted, and has suspended strike negotiations. The strike started nearly a month ago. Vice President Harris discusses her plan on the Howard Stern Show on Sirius XM Radio to expand Medicare.
My plan to make sure that Medicare covers at-home elder care, because probably a lot of your listeners are in that sandwich generation.
Oh my God.
Where they're taking care of young kids and their elder parent.
Harris talked about taking care of her mother when she was dying. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance mentioned Vice President Harris during a stop in Detroit.
Ask her one thing you would do differently from Joe Biden. You know what she says? I can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
Former President Donald Trump's campaign has postponed a virtual town hall with RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard due to Hurricane Milton. The Minnesota Lynx returned to the WNBA Finals for the first time in 7 years with an 88-77 win over the Connecticut Sun in Game 5. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Milwaukee Tuesday with a plan to remove all lead water pipes in the United States. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
President Biden was back in the Brew City once again talking up his efforts to remove lead water pipes. Biden unveiled a plan to force big cities to replace their lead water pipes within 10 years.
What's good for our health and for our environment is also good for our economy, and it's good for jobs.
The deadline includes $2.5 billion in new spending from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
The top four vote-getters in this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest move on to the final round. The field started out with 130 nominations. You can vote for the finalists for another week. The winner will be announced a week from Thursday in Madison. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A Badger named Player of the Week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Wisconsin Badgers Trek Kekahuna named Big Ten Freshman of the Week. 6 catches and 2 touchdowns against Purdue. Head coach Luke Fickell says running back Tywee Walker looked good as the game wore on.
It gave Tywee an opportunity probably to truly kind of see what he can establish, you know, and even, you know, being physical at that, I think those kinds of guys do gain momentum after taking hits.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back after meeting with the suspended wide receiver yesterday. Jair Alexander says Doubs is one of their best receivers.
I always want to go against Doubs. I mean, dude's freaking really good. I mean, he come in his rookie year not catching a single pass on me, and now he's in contest. We're going up for 50-50 balls now. I mean, he's a pro. You know, he goes about it the right way. He comes in, I mean, he catches 100 balls, just more after practice. His attention to detail is very on point.
That's the Packers' Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A frost advisory in effect for the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 30s, a mostly clear sky, and expect a light breeze. After the frost, we'll see a sunny Wednesday on the way. Afternoon high temperatures warming to the upper 60s. It's 42 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be talking to Attorney General Eric Holder. We'll discuss Trump's unchecked power grab under Project 2025 and Vice President Harris's new way forward. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. A lot going on in the world today. A lot to talk about. The hurricane, of course, is moving closer to Florida. We'll get into that in just a few minutes. Also, Ron DeSantis is threatening to put a TV station in jail over an advertisement encouraging people to vote to enshrine abortion as a right in Florida. Whatever happened to the First Amendment? Also, our crazy alert, Marjorie Taylor Greene is adding space lasers to her latest conspiracy. It wasn't weird enough as is, really? In the second hour of our program, an amazing geeky science. Is long COVID really an inflammation of the brain's control center? And a Putin alert. Putin and Trump are still sparking. Best bros? In the third hour of our program, how Jack Smith may have outsmarted the Republicans on the Supreme Court. How Trump blames everything on immigrants, a great piece from Popular Info, Judd Legum this morning. And pure evil, a MAGA militant pleads no contest to shooting a Native American activist in New Mexico. I'll tell you about that. So, you know, a lot to cover today. I want to start. Oh, and just a heads up, my new book is out and you can now order it. In fact, they're delivering them now. They are in bookstores. It's the last book in the of 10 in the Hidden History series. It's called The Hidden History of the American Dream, The Demise of the Middle Class, and How to Rescue Our Future. And I will be Tuesday of next week, I believe, is October 15th. Is that right, Sean? Yep. At Powell's City of Books here in Portland, talking about that. So that is that's our summary. Today's op-ed over at HartmanReport.com and my opening daily take here. Is Trump is a whisker away from the presidency. How is this possible? Right? How is it that this guy, he's been found guilty by a jury of his peers of raping a woman. I realize guilty is not the right word in a, civil case, but you get it. He's a traitor who has embraced foreign dictators, particularly Vladimir Putin, who just sentenced an American to prison while actively bombing a Democratic American ally. He's a convicted criminal who stole money from a children's cancer charity and scammed students out of millions of dollars. He tried to end American democracy by force. Like Hitler justifying the Holocaust, he claims some Americans are genetically inferior, and he's a whisker away from the presidency. How is this even possible? Well, I submit that you can trace it all back to dark money. Ever since Citizens United legalized literally unlimited contributions to the new category of political action committees it created, super PACs, just in the past 15 months, over $8.6 billion has been raised for this year's federal campaigns, with 65% of that money, $5.6 billion, running through PACs. Jimmy Carter on this program said that Citizens United violates the essence of what? And it made America a great country in its political system. Now it's just an oligarchy with unlimited political bribery. And he's right. But it's even worse than Carter imagined. I mean, and it's affecting public policy, by the way. Remember when Donald Trump, the last year of his presidency, actually signed an executive order banning TikTok? Now, it never went into effect because TikTok sued, and it's been tied up in court ever since. But, you know, he was actually right. I mean, it's like the old proverb that even a broken clock is right twice a day. Well, you know, occasionally Trump is right. And he was right about this. But then the 64th richest person in the world, worth an estimated $40 billion, Jeff Yaz, visited with Donald Trump, and suddenly Donald Trump changed his mind. Why? Well, Yaz holds $15 billion in ByteDance stock, the company that owns TikTok. That's 7% of the company's outstanding stock. And after that meeting between Trump and Yaz, apparently, Trump reversed his opposition to TikTok. As ABC News said, the former president has been rebuilding his relationship with the GOP mega donor, who reportedly has a major financial stake in the popular social media platform. Right. Now, back in 2012, Jeff Yaz's, who lives in Pennsylvania, by the way, his entire political donation portfolio was a mere $78,000. This year, he has dropped $80 million, according to the All Eyes on Yaz campaign, into in support of Republicans just over the past few months. He spent more in Pennsylvania, according to All Eyes on Yaz, than the top 10 corporate PACs combined. I mean, you and I have one vote, right? And we are limited to giving $3,300 to any one political campaign. Pretty much every penny beyond that falls into the category of dark money, which, you know, is the result of five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court making it super easy for billionaires to give lavish gifts and support to Supreme Court justices and members of Congress. I mean, their Citizens United decision blew open the doors to this. And I mean, you know, had not Clarence Thomas been the deciding vote on this after having been, you know, well bribed, shall we say, by multiple right-wing billionaires. One bought him a new van, you know, a new RV. Another one has been flying him around the world in private jets and giving him, you know, luxury cruises and paying for his mother's house and putting his son through school or his adopted, so whatever the kid is, his nephew, that he's been taking care of. I mean, it's just incredible. The year of 2010, which was the year Citizens United was decided, but, you know, it didn't really sink in until subsequent years. The year 2010, the total amount that all of America's billionaires together spent on politics in 2010 was $31 million. $0.031 billion. $31 million. In 2012, post-Citizens United, it went to $231 million. And in 2014, it went to $600 million. It was also $600 million for 2018. But then came 2020, when there was a very real chance that Trump would renew his or continue his tax cuts for billionaires. And the billionaires of America, keep in mind, in 2010, they spent $31 million on all elections nationwide. In 2020, they spent $2,362,000,000. I mean, just think about that. It's breathtaking. Americans for Tax Fairness reports, the report finds that almost 40% of all billionaire campaign contributions made since 1990 occurred during the 2020 season. Now, this is from a report that precedes this year. And these are not expenditures. These are investments. These billionaires are buying politicians. And they're able to do it. I mean, you know, just consider the report finds that billionaires had a lot more money to give politicians and political causes in 2020 as their collective wealth jumped by nearly a third or over $900 billion to $3.9 trillion between the March beginning of the pandemic and the month before Election Day of 2020. Since then, as of October 2021, they were worth $5.1 trillion. And, you know, it's just gone up from there. Political ad spending, according to NBC, is going to reach $10 billion this year. $10 billion. Keep in mind, it before Citizens United, it was $31 million. $10 billion. When Thomas Jefferson was the U.S. envoy to France and was living in Paris, this was the year after the Constitution was written, 1778, John Adams wrote him a letter that December 6th. Arguing that Jefferson was afraid that a president might become a strongman. And frankly, that's exactly what happened with the John Adams presidency, but that's a whole other story. But anyhow, he was afraid of a strongman president. Adams, on the other hand, was afraid of oligarchy, of rich people. And this is what John Adams wrote to Thomas Jefferson. He wrote, "You are afraid of the one, I of the few. We agree perfectly that the many should have a full, fair, and perfect representation. You are apprehensive of monarchy, I of aristocracy." And if Trump gets elected this year, we're going to have both. You're going to have a president who's functionally a king, who will have, you know, those kinds of powers granted him by the Supreme Court, and that he will simply seize himself. And you will have a group of oligarchs, you know, who basically will run the country. This election could be America's last stand against oligarchy, against our country becoming like Hungary or Russia. And, you know, like to paraphrase Jim Morrison, they got the money, but we got the numbers. We got to turn those numbers out. Billionaire-funded Curtis Yarvin, you know, J.D. Vance's favorite philosopher, said we should just all get over our dictator phobia. Right. Vote. Make sure, double-check your voter registration at vote.gov, and be sure to vote this year. It's 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We cannot take anything for granted. We'll be right back.
A single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, there's been some chatter about the economy and how it's getting a little stronger these days. Gasoline has just started to dip below $3 a gallon in much of the South and Midwest. It's just over $3 in Wisconsin. And its cost is nearing a three-year low nationally. Grocery prices that were spiking during the pandemic are not climbing in the same way, finally. Mortgage rates are down more than a percentage point from where they were recently, and the overall inflation rate has returned to normal levels, and that recent Fed rate cut is a sign that the government expects inflation to stay down. I love hearing about that Fed rate cut because it means that there's lower mortgage rates, there's lower car loan rates, and hopefully there's some lower credit card interest rates. Wahoo! For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through.
As the cool fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and get too warm at night, you'll love how breathable and temperature-regulating they are. And it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch-knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these, and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance sleep short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They'll wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. So treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use that code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
But somehow Trump's back, just ready to fight. How did it happen? How did we fall? Trump's so corrupt, yet he's standing tall. Dark money slowing the billionaire's game, and now we're caught in this deadly flame. He's a whisker away, just a breath from power. Trump's fueled by billions in the darkest hour. The rich and corrupt, they pave the way, and now we're staring at another Trump day. He's a whisker away from taking it all. With dark money rising, America could fall. Citizens united, open the flood. Now billionaires pull the strings in the mud. They bought the court, they bought the name. A broken system was part of the game. Supreme Court judges, corrupt and blind, gave power to those who control humankind. They rigged the rules, paid for the lies. Now the return is just on the rise. He's a whisker away.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Picking up, I'll be picking up your calls in a minute here. Project 2025 would unequivocally lead to more hurricane deaths, experts warn. That's the headline over at The Guardian, an article by Dharma Noor. Federal forecasting for storms, Project 2025, here's the bottom line. Project 2025 calls for, quote, breaking up and downsizing, end quote, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, which it calls a primary component of, quote, the climate change alarm industry. Now, tell me Project 2025 wasn't bought and paid for by the fossil fuel industry, right? The agency's climate research Project 2025 says is, quote, harmful to future U.S. prosperity. NOAA, by the way, houses the National Weather Service, which provides forecasts and analysis on hurricanes and other extreme weather events. And the playbook would also, what they want to do is privatize this. So you have private for-profit corporations. So yeah, we'll still be able to get our weather. You'll just have to pay a subscription to get the weather, or you'll have to watch ads before you can get the weather. And, you know, maybe if they think that describing the weather to you in a way that's particularly useful isn't profitable, you might not get it at all. They also want to radically reimagine the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, ending the flood insurance program. Now, FEMA is the number one provider of flood insurance in the United States. And, what are you going to do with that? Right. I mean, we've got millions of people in the path of who were in the path of Hurricane Helene are now in the path of this new hurricane that's on its way. Was it Hurricane Marvin or Milton? Thank you. And it's like if people can't get flood insurance, they just get wiped out. And, you know, I get it that billionaires wrote Project 2025, or people who work for billionaires, and billionaires don't care about flood insurance because they've got billions. You know, if their waterfront mansion in Florida gets wiped out, they can just build a new one or buy a new one or move to, you know, a chalet or move to their chalet in Switzerland in the Alps. But this is a real problem. On top of this, right now, the Federal Emergency Management Agency is running out of money. So, you know, Congress needs to convene and appropriate more money for FEMA. But right now, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, says, no, I'm not going to call Congress back into session until after the election. It'll be at least a month from now. Well, FEMA is being wiped out. I mean, you know, this as Joe Biden pointed this out, there's Secretary Mayorkas, you know, who's in charge of this stuff, he says FEMA's disaster fund could run out of money next month, leaving it unable to pay for rebuilding public buildings, roads, and facilities such as water treatment plants. The flood insurance program, which covers nearly 2 million people in the areas hit by Helene and Milton, is going to run out of money to pay claims. The Small Business Administration, quote, will run out of funding in a few weeks, end quote, to provide homeowners and businesses low-interest disaster loans for repair and rebuilding. This is Joe Biden wrote a letter to Congress last Friday saying this. But Mike Johnson says, you know, if we can make people pissed off at the response to this storm, they will funnel their ire at the Biden-Harris administration, and they won't vote for Kamala Harris. So we're going to withhold the money. We're not going to let Congress even meet to pass this money for at least a month from now. This is crazy.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Republicans, of course, think it's crazy like a fox. You know, yeah, we're gonna really make them hate the federal government now.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Milton re-strengthened into a powerful Category 5 storm this evening as it continued to bear down on the west coast of Florida. This South Fort Myers Beach resident duct-taped his neighbor's window frames today.
This is not going to totally stop water from going in the house. We're simply trying to slow the water down.
Evacuations have clogged highways as people brace for a potentially historic storm to make landfall as early as late tomorrow night over Sarasota, Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis warns of widespread danger.
Almost every place on the west coast of Florida could get major storm surge.
The FBI says it's arrested an Afghan man in Oklahoma City who was plotting a terror attack in the U.S. Election Day. CBS News Justice Department correspondent Robert Legere has more.
The defendant and his co-conspirator, who appeared to be his brother-in-law, were consuming ISIS ideology and professing their commitment to that cause.
The suspect is 27-year-old Nasir Ahmad Tawhidi. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect some noisy nights in parts of Wisconsin this week. Melissa Kay explains why.
You may see or hear F-35 jets flying overhead in the afternoons and evenings this week. The 115th Fighter Wing out of Madison will conduct evening training flights through Thursday. The pilots will follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to area residents, but you may still hear them. I'm Melissa Kay.
Farmers in Wisconsin can expect to lose money this year. The U.S. Agriculture Department's September farm income forecast predicts about a 5% decrease. Farm losses could reach $6.5 billion nationwide. The USDA points to lower demand for household produce, a rainy early summer, and a lack of farm workers. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're sort of in the dumps about recent Star Wars shows not lasting so long, don't feel sorry for the franchise. The brand is as profitable as ever. The Hollywood Reporter says the studio made $1 billion from merchandising in 2023 alone. In a stroke of genius, Star Wars creator George Lucas negotiated for the rights to merchandise. The studios thought he was crazy and agreed. Lucas sold the rights back to Disney a few years ago for $4 billion. It's just that simple. All he had to do was create a profitable movie franchise. Word on the street is that actor Fart Smith and star of Independence Day, Will Smith, and Michael Bay, director of the first Bad Boys with Smith, are teaming up for a new action film for Netflix called Fast and Loose. Smith recently made headlines for having the worst smelling gas in the Western Hemisphere. Director Barry Sonnenfeld claimed that on the original Men in Black, Will ripped a doozy that closed down the set until the stench subsided a week ago Tuesday. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A frost advisory in effect for the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 30s, a mostly clear sky, and expect a light breeze. After the frost, we'll see a sunny Wednesday on the way. Afternoon high temperatures warming to the upper 60s. Currently 44 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot will join us. Public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
34 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. By the way, just a note, as it were. One of our regular callers called in yesterday and spoke with Mark, our call screener. By the way, Matthew is also going to be a call screener here. So say hi to him if you call, if he answers the phone. Good guy. And said that Tom Hartman had reached out to her on Facebook and said that he wanted to interview her. I know that, I mean, Facebook does a pretty poor job, generally speaking, in regulating right-wing phony content. But this is almost certainly a scam. I do not reach out to people on Facebook, first off. I will never solicit you. I won't ask you to buy anything. I won't ask you to give me any information. I will not, you know, I just, you know, we post on Facebook and that's it. But there are a bunch of phony Tom Hartman sites on Facebook. There's a bunch of phony Tom Hartmans on Facebook. So beware, I guess is what I'm saying. If somebody reaches out and says that they're me and they want your personal information or they want to interact with you or they want to, you know, call you up and talk to you or anything, it's not me. Just let you know right off the bat. Marjorie Taylor Greene is now adding lasers to her Hurricane Helene conspiracy. It'll be interesting to see what she has to say about Hurricane Milton. She's doubling down on this, posting to X. CBS 9 years ago talked about lasers controlling the weather.
Right.
And now you've got, and Trump himself is peddling false information, claiming that FEMA had taken, or the Biden had taken FEMA money and given it to illegal immigrants, which is just complete BS. But in fact, it's gotten so bad that FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has had to put up a website just to knock down these Republican lies. They call them rumors, but, you know, they're Republican lies that are originating with Donald Trump and the people around him. And this is not good for America. It's not healthy. It could cost people their lives. So, heads up. It's going to get worse, by the way. We still have, what is it, 26 days, I think? Something like that. 26 days today till the election. So every day we get closer, Trump is going to get more deranged. His supporters are going to get more out there. They're going to try more and more extreme things to freak people out and get them to vote. And, you know, hopefully they're starting to turn people off, but I'm not seeing any evidence of that. So what's on your mind? Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good. It's on your mind.
Okay, great. So you had a question earlier of how is it possible that Trump could be, you said, a whisker away from being elected president?
Yeah.
And you brought up dark money, but it seemed like you meant specifically domestic dark money. But I would take issue and say that it's probably mostly Russian dark money, and he's beholden to Saudi Arabia as well because of his Jared Kushner's connections and whatnot.
Yeah, I do not disagree with you. We haven't been able to quantify it, but John Paul Stevens, who, by the way, was a Republican appointee to the Supreme Court, when Citizens United was decided in 2010, he was on the court, and he wrote that this would empower, he said, under Citizens United, under this decision, he wrote the dissent, the main dissent, and it's really worth reading. It's just shocking. Even to this day, it's shocking. He said, under this decision or under this ruling by these five Republicans on this court, he was a Republican. If this were World War II, Tokyo Rose would have been protected. Tokyo Rose, of course, was the Japanese propaganda woman who was broadcasting to American servicemen saying, you know, you're going to lose the war. Just give up, you know.
Harry, you don't know that. Right. And you know, what's concerning to me, the fact that, I mean, I saw that the size of that rally that he had in Butler, Pennsylvania, and I think that's kind of what you're referring to. And I was very concerned about that. Although, I mean, the fact that it was the site where he almost got killed was probably a big factor in that, would it not be?
A big factor in
I mean,
what?
That's the tempering and the turnout in that rally.
I just think Trump is very popular among white racists. I mean, let's just say what it is. There was a meme I saw on one of the social media sites this morning that I was posting to. I think it might have been Threads, that showed a bunch of white women, you know, fawning over Donald Trump. I mean, you know, at one of his rallies, and it said they'll put up with the misogyny to get to the racism. You know, the racism is more important to them than the misogyny. And I think we just have to acknowledge that when you see big crowds, you know, coming out for Trump, that's what's going on. Is you know, the racism is the most important thing in their lives. They want a white society. Period. They want white people to be in charge again. They want the 1950s back.
Well, internalized misogyny is also a big factor in all that. And we certainly saw that with Hillary. And we need to take a lesson from the fact that we thought that. We believe the polls, or we overestimated the polls back in 2016, and thought that Hillary had it in the bag, and she obviously didn't, at least in terms of the electoral college.
I think the polls missed Jill Stein, because in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, Donald Trump won by a margin that was smaller than the number of votes that Jill Stein polled. And I believe had she not been on the ballot, that Hillary Clinton would have been elected by the Electoral College. I mean, Hillary Clinton was elected by the popular vote. She won 3 million votes, more votes than Donald Trump did. But, yeah, I get your point. Brandon, thank you. Well said. Thank you very much. Jamie in Nampa, Idaho. Hey, Jamie, what's up?
Yes. Good morning, Tom. Just a couple of quick points that I was hoping, if you get a chance, you might elaborate on. So I believe Mother Jones ran an article claiming that the stacked Supreme Court of the United States may have the final word on getting Trump into office, regardless if Mrs. Harris wins. And another point, a term that has started to go around with the former Republican group, re-migration, one word, re-migration, and supposedly this started in Europe with the far right, extreme right, and I'm not sure. I couldn't clarify exactly what that means.
I assume it means send them back, right?
Something like that, but this is a new term. It's re-migration. Anyway, if you could possibly look into that and potentially elaborate on this.
I'll do that. That's fascinating.
All right. Appreciate it.
Jamie, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Mark in Long Beach, California. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. And I want to tell you up front, I know you're not going to like hearing what I'm going to tell you, but nothing against you. If I am wrong, I'm going to donate $100 the day after the election. Okay?
Donate to who?
To you, the Tom Hartman program.
I don't take donations.
I want to donate $100.
Anyhow, what's you're going to predict that Trump is going to win, right?
I have gotten 11 out of the last 14 elections right, starting in 1968 when Humphrey barely lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do 5 quick points. I can do it in 90 seconds.
Go for it.
Trump is going to win the election with 311 votes to 227 for Harris. In 2016, Hillary only carried one battleground state, Nevada. This time, Harris will not get any, thanks to Jill Stein. Number 2, the border issue. A year ago, I asked you on the phone, Tom, if Trump gets reelected, which of the two issues will hurt him the most, inflation or the border? And you said to me, the border. And you are, in my opinion, 100% spot on. Because, Tom, in my opinion, I would vote for Biden in a heartbeat again. I think he's done a good job as president. But since I've been born, I cannot name one president who has done a worse job than Biden on the border.
Well, border crossings right now are lower than they've been in decades.
Yes, but it took him 3.5 years. Number three,
okay.
The Latino vote on MSNBC 2 days ago. It said Joe Biden beat Trump 65% to 32% over the Latino vote. Today, it is 54% to 40%, only a 14-point difference. In Arizona, on MSNBC, it is dead even.
Right.
Number four, the governor, 4 years from now, I hope you are still on the air. I'm making my prediction. On the debate stage, you're going to see five governors. Andy Beshear of Kentucky, Wes Moore of Maryland, Gavin Newsom of California, Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, and Tim Walz of Minnesota. And Wes Moore is going to be our next Democratic president 4 years from now. And the last thing I want to say is, God help this country if the Democrats at least don't get the House. Otherwise, it's going to be GOP for the Supreme Court, the presidency, the Senate, and the House. And God forbid if that happens. Yeah. I hope you're not mad at anything I said, but I speak the truth.
No, I'm not mad about any of it. And your points are all cogent. I mean, you're accurate. Because of this, the millions of dollars that right-wing billionaires have put into Spanish-language right-wing radio, we now have hundreds of right-wing radio stations across the country broadcasting in Spanish, and that is swinging the Latino vote. You're absolutely right. Mark, thank you for the call. It's troubling. Let's hope Mark is wrong.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
In fact, let's make Mark wrong by getting out there and telling our friends and talking to people and doing postcards and calling and knocking on doors and all those things that we can do to make the election happen. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important?
It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and even your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Super Bearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Super Bearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, Super Bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code is TOM to get that free one-month supply and 15% off. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
But the truth was clear for all to see. Still he spun his web of conspiracy. The votes were counted, the people spoke, but he turned it all into a joke. From big to small, his lies took flight. Now they're lost in the darkest night. The Trumping lie, it's tearing us apart.
Back 51 minutes past the hour. The Trump big lie is tearing us apart. It's amazing. Cal in Atlanta. Hey, Cal, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, you touched on what I was wanting to say a little bit, but as far as why is Trump this close to being president again, mm-hmm. I don't really think it comes down to the dark money as much as it comes down to he's just the person that people love because he hates the same people they do.
Yeah, that's a big factor, Cal.
That's it. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much money is in there. If you aren't about racism and hate and bigotry, you won't vote for that person. It doesn't matter. This man is in power because he is supported by people who simply are racist and sexist. That's it. They want this country to be a white country, and that is it. And he is so into it, playing into their fears. And it's really what I would like people to hear is this: we kind of let people off the hook when we blame billionaires. You're racist. It's you. It's not the billionaires, because he's not the first person to be like this.
Yeah.
What about McCarthy? And he's not the first racist to try to run for office.
No, and I assume you say it's you, you don't mean me. You mean the Trump voters.
No. I mean it's the voters. I mean, yeah. We need to stop saying to these people, we got to keep letting them off the hook. They're blaming the dark money, too. No, it's your vote. At the end of the day, you are the person that cast the vote.
No, I get what you're saying, Cal. Have you seen any of these Dark Money ads?
You know, I'm glad you touched on that. So I'm on X a lot and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've noticed is that everybody's just in a silo.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go to your For You or you hit the thing, the search, he's got that algorithm to the point now to where you're simply preaching. You're talking to the choir.
Yeah. I get that. No, my point was, for example, I'm here in Portland, and we've got a local race where a black Democrat is running against a white Republican. And a dark money group, a billionaire-funded dark money group, has come in here, and they are absolutely, I mean, like, during watching Rachel Maddow last night on MSNBC, at least four times during that hour, this ad ran where they took the black woman, Janelle Bynum is her name, and, you know, it was just clearly a racist attack on her. I mean, you know, the way that they portrayed her, the way that they talked about her, the way that she looked. And I'm hearing from people, and I'm seeing on social media, that this is happening all across the country when there is a black Democrat running, number one. And number two, an awful lot of the pro-Trump ads that are running in the swing states are all about, you know, migrants and black people rioting. And, you know, again, racist ads. And they're going to spend like $5 or $6 billion on these ads. And so, yeah, there's a lot of racists out there, and if Trump wins, it's going to be, you know, that's going to be the major factor. But I don't think that the message would get as far as it's getting if these right-wing billionaires weren't funding these kinds of ads that are, you know, getting these racists out. Dean Obidala wrote a whole piece about this today over on his Substack newsletter, calling out the billionaires by name who are funding racist ads that are supporting Donald Trump.
I think if everybody was so religious and Christian, God-loving, they'd see these ads and then they'd be turned off about them. I'm just going to keep it on the people.
Yeah,
they're the ones casting the ballot at the end of the day. I mean, we get bombarded by all kinds of stuff, and it doesn't move us. This Donald Trump is their savior. This man he hates the people that they hate. Yeah. And as long as it doesn't affect them, he's their guy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. You know, I can't argue with you, Cal. the point that I'm trying to make is that there's a synergy between these two, that the combination of billionaire advertising and racism, you know, it's not 1 + 1 = 2. It's 1 + 1 = 5. That they reinforce each other. And
it's not.
Go ahead.
And it's not just, before you let me go, it's a war on social media right now. So for black people, we are dealing with, they're inserting these people that say that they're against blacks that are not historically slaves. And all of a sudden, Israel is Kamala's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same stuff every 4 years.
Sure, yeah, and the anti-Semitism is just another aspect of racism. Cal, thank you. Thank you for a very thoughtful call. I appreciate it. We're hitting the top of the hour here. I'll be back with you on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Okay, team, I'm going to level with you. The economy's looking pretty shitty. We need everyone to put on their thinking caps. Our digital marketing is flattening out. Every time we get successful with the right keywords, the costs are becoming astronomical. And our CPMs are going through the roof and conversion rates are tanking. Now, how are we going to stand out from our competitors when we're all doing the same thing? Bob?
Well, boss, one thing I enjoy doing is listening to satellite radio.
Maybe we can use one of those hosts to talk about our products and drive more customers online. Radioactive Media may brands from Squatty Potty, Dr. Marty's Pets, Bone Soap, and more. They can match us with the right influencer and get a ROAS as high as 5-1.
Get a free analysis and receive $1,000 credit towards your first national campaign by going to radioactivemedia.com or text the word radio to 511-511. Discover how audio marketing can surpass your current strategies with new and innovative ways that sound better. Go to radioactivemedia.com or text radio to 511-511 today.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Teach Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome former Milwaukee police officer and founder of the Cops and Writers website, Patrick O'Donnell, and WGBW producer and social media expert, Amanda Nimmer, joins the show.
Nightlight with Teach Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.